Read, read, read. It's the advice I give to everyone who tells me they want to become an author, too. Read the books that have inspired you. Read the books of the kind you would like to write, which have been huge bestsellers. Study them and don't be afraid to deconstruct them. If you were learning to be a motor mechanic, you would deconstruct car engines to see how they work. Writing, at one level, is a craft, too. Take books apart. Try to figure out what made them work so well. The things that made you engage with the characters and that kept you reading right to the very last line. Spare a thought for Aeschylus, one of the very first writers of fiction, back in the 5th century BC. There were no books, as we know them, in his time, so he penned plays of which Prometheus Bound was arguably one of the very first. The poor man was out in virgin territory, with no past great authors to inspire him, to borrow from, or to learn from. Similarly, Sir Thomas Malory didn't have many previous novels to inspire him when he wrote Le Morte d'Arthur, which was published in 1485. He also had a thing or two to learn about book titles. The one he'd come up with was the somewhat less catchy The Whole Book of King Arthur and of His Noble Knights of the Roundy Table. We writers today work in a golden age of a past to draw from as never before. For crime, we have such early past doyens as Charles Dickens, Conan Doyle, G.K. Chesterton, and Agatha Christie, and US ones such as Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler, and Patricia Highsmith. For horror and the supernatural, M.R. James, Edgar Allan Poe, H.P. Lovecraft, and there are comparisons ad infinitum across all other genres. I was a bookworm from as far back into my childhood as I can remember, and there is a litany of authors who've inspired me. Those of you who have read my work widely will know that I've written, both in the past and now, across several different genres, starting with spy thrillers, then supernatural thrillers, psychological thrillers, science-based thrillers, but not sci-fi, and my Roy Grace crime thrillers. My biggest influences, other than Conan Doyle and Agatha Christie, have tended to be some of the contemporary best-selling authors during my childhood and teens. Graham Greene, whose novel Brighton Rock inspired me at 14 to one day write a crime novel set in my home city, although it was then a town, Brighton. Alistair MacLean's Fear is the Key inspired the climax of my Roy Grace novel Dead Man's Time. John D. MacDonald's Travis McGee novels, which interestingly, Lee Childs said also inspired him. Ed McBain. Ian Fleming. But there was another less iconic name, Ira Levin, who was to have a profound influence on me and was the starting point for my writing, The Truth. Levin, in my view, not only wrote in a sparse, elegant manner, he was a truly inspirational visionary, as Hollywood was to recognize more than the literary world. Some of his novel's titles, such as The Stepford Wives and The Boys from Brazil, were to become part of the English language. But for me, the one that stood head and shoulders above both of these towering achievements was the utterly chilling Rosemary's Baby. This novel, which incidentally is one of the most faithful book-to-screen adaptations ever, chills far more by what it leaves to the reader's imagination than by what it describes. The essential conceit is that Guy, struggling thespian husband of Rosemary, makes a pact with the devil by having his wife unwittingly spawn Satan's progeny in order to further his own acting career. I read this book shortly after it was published in 1967 and was totally blown away by it. The sheer quality of the writing was breathtaking. The characters, both good and bad, completely rounded and engaging. And it had the kind of gosh-wow ending that all of us who write thrillers dream of. The book stayed with me, and it is one of the very few I still reread on occasions today.